الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We thank Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making it possible for our gathering today again. We pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the gathering Mubarak and to make it a source of getting closer to Him and an increase in our good deeds and the day of judgment. What we have been treating is a foundation of guidance, which as Muslims we must always take care of at any point in time to avoid falling into the trap of shaitan. And there is no any goal shaitan has on mankind other than to get him into hellfire with him. Seek refuge in Allah against that. When these things are taken care of, inshallah al-kareem, one will always be on course. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us be on course all the time and accept our little effort in the day of judgment. We did explain that the first and foremost which one must take note of is not to set up anything as deity with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means also that whatever we do, it must be in accordance to the injunctions of Allah. We must also do it in order to seek the good face of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment, and it must be according to the specification of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sunnah is the revealed way of interpreting Quran. Sunnah is the revealed way of putting the Quran into practice. You know, it is a later day definition to make things easier for the common folk that describes or defines sunnah as what you do in an act of ibadah that will make you hand reward, but if you leave it, it will not fetch you any punishment. That is not the correct and the original interpretation or definition of sunnah. When the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say the sunnah on this issue is this, what they mean is that doing it otherwise is bid'ah, that is, it is an innovation and it is contrary to what is known in the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And anything contrary to his practice is bid'ah. We did explain this, and after this we also explained that being obedient to our two parents and doing good to them is compulsory on every being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if perchance we have it that the two of them grow old with us, or one of them, we should not in any way give an expression that we tantamount to insult to them. That is not alone, we must not do anything that we result in scolding of our parents in any way. That is, we must always conduct ourselves to decorum with our two parents and make sure that we bring ourselves down in humility to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says further that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what is in our minds, our soul, which makes it important also that every person must take care of his or her soul, trying to purify it. There is no way of purifying the soul like Tawheed, that is affirmation of Islamic monotheism. Being conscious at every point in time, in any place that Allah exists, is one over above and above every being. Is fully aware of the whisperings of our mind. He sees what we do, and he also hears what we say. We must always be conscious of this all the time, so as to take care of the whisperings of our soul, our utterances, and also our conduct. It's very important. As humans, one may make mistakes now and then. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا. Those who, as a result of being constantly conscious of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they now fall short of required standards, they go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, asking for forgiveness, and going back to the cause. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is often forgiven. After that, the fourth item we treated was the issue of material expenditure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتِي ذَا الْقُرْبَ حَقَّهُ. The next of kin, give them their rights. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is their right. That is, whatever is given to you of any wealth is not for you alone. You are a distributing agent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must give the next of kin their right, starting from the two parents, their parents too and their relations, your wives and the kids. We brought hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the money you expend in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the money you expend in order to aid an indigent, the money you expend to free someone from slavery. And these are very important expenditures, highly rewarding before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and the one you spend for your next of kin, your family, wife, kids, mother, father. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam now told us that أَعْزَمُهُ أَجْرًا, the one that is more rewarding before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one you spend on the next of kin. Your mother, your father, your wives and the kids. Next of kin, generally. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَفْدَلُ الصَّدَقَةُ على ذو رحم الكاشح. The most rewarding of alms is the one you give to your relation, very close relation, who you know that harbors ill feelings towards you. He doesn't like you. You know that. But out of carrying out the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you find him in a very serious situation. You now go all out to assist him or her in order to please Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it is the most rewarding sadaqah. Because you never do it for his or her sake, but for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very important. Well, miskeen and the indigent, the needy, this also emboldens the poor. You know, a poor is also needy, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, I use the word that contains all. You don't have to wait till the needy ask when you have the means to assist him or her. It's very important. Most especially, Armela, the widows who have lost their breadwinners and therefore they are now subjected to a state of pecuniary embarrassment, to come out to assist them before even they ask is very important. So also is Aitam, the orphans. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ said, mercy of Allah descend is a means of earning the mercy of Allah and ask and get more from Allah when you see orphans, you get them closer to you and you rub their heads in affection, in compassion. When you do that, Allah becomes compassionate to you and full of mercy to you. It's very important. Wabn al-Sabi and the wayfarer, one who is on a journey and as Allah will have it, the means of going further is no more with him or her. To assist such a person is very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is there right on you to assist them? Say, وَاتِي ذَا الْقُرْبَ حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. But don't be prodigal in whatever Allah has given to you. Prodigality is spending much on what is not important. Spending much on whatever is important is not prodigality. Ali, Imam Ali, radiallahu anhu, used to wear very common, cheap clothing. He was asked, why? He said, as a leader who is to be followed, you have to maintain a modest standard so that the subject will not now go extra mile in prodigality. SubhanAllah. So also are the companions, Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar ibn Khattab, they regard extra spending on clothing or anything of the material enjoyment as prodigality. This is in clear imitation of the leader himself, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He doesn't spend much on frivolities, but he spends much on what are important. There's an instance that happens in the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when a ram was slaughtered and everything was shared out. The little that remained, Aisha, our mother, asked, of all these big crabs, this is the only one will, the little will have. What was his response? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, the one we spent out is the one we have. This one we passed it out as a scripture. This is division and how a Muslim should think. What you do to others, what as Almighty Allah say, Allah say, مَنْ فَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْهِمْ فَإِنَ اللَّهِ يَخْلِفُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring multifold of what you spend back in stock for you. So much so that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the day break, two angels are made to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the supplication which are automatically accepted. The first one will say, whosoever expend generously, O Allah, increase him in the stock. And whosoever is niggardly, O Allah, make things difficult for him or her. Shutting his means. That is it. So as Muslims, when you expend, when you spend in accordance to the injunctions of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are trading with Allah. You are trading with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَعِئِكُمْ الَّذِي بَعِيَتُمْ بِهِ. This is a good tidings for you. The being you are trading with is the only one trading which will never incur loss. Rather, the minimum it will incur of profit is tenfold. If your zeal, your faith is stronger in this expenditure, in this trade, it goes as much as to 700-fold to the level of uncountable fold. That is why when you are dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should be extraordinarily generous. You know, we did give example that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who demonstrated this in no other person than the Siddiq al-Akbar himself, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when they were to give out in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he gave out everything. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, what about your family? He said, I leave them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You take care of them. We should do these things. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says, لَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ أُنُقِكَ. Do not be, you know, niggardly. وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ. And do not just throw everything out without, you know, moderation, without caution. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Salatun munjiyatun. There are three sources of salvation. When he was giving out these three, he said, Al-qasdu inda al-faqr wal-ghina. To be very moderate. When you are poor, you don't just behave as if though everything has ended. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the wealth again, you expend it moderately. Wal adlu in the rida wal ghadab. To be just when you are annoyed, in a state of anger, or when you are pleased. When you are pleased, don't demonstrate it in a way that will be contrary to the limit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you are in anger, you should not do those things that will hand you the wrath of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam admonished that a judge, when he is in a state of annoyance, should not judge, just suspend it. Because when he tries to adjudicate in that state, he may trespass the reasonable limit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وخشية الله في السر والعلانية. Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be conscious of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is watching over us, whether you are in private or in the open, in public. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. You know, as regards wealth and everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna rabbaka yabsutu rizqa liman yasha wa yaqdiru. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is who endows wealth to whosoever He wishes at any point in time. It could be knowledge, it could be wealth, material wealth, it could be power. And He is the one who also restrains it sometimes. Whatever state you find yourself, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا مَا أَتَاهَا فَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرٍ يُسْرًا. Allahu Akbar. That is it. That is the guiding principle in the life of the believer, a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. Certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully informed about His servants, of every creature. He's fully informed. And He's watchful over them. How do you conduct yourself when you are in doubt? Are you trying to be smart? Trying to do trying to be foxy? Or you are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surveillance over you and you dispend it accordingly? It's very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is keeping watch and is fully informed. Inshallah al-Kareem, what we treat next, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants those who don't have this guiding principle as a creed in their mind. There is no limit, they cannot go in excess or transgression. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةً مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ إِنَّ قَتْلَهُ كَانَ قِطْعًا كَبِيرًا. Allahu Akbar. Do not kill your offspring out of indigence. In those days, it is outright burying of a female children because they feel that female children are not productive. They will be married out. They cannot repair enemy incursions. But male children, you know, when they are bestowed with male children, they feel more happy. In the case of female, It is the opposite. Everything was out of that economic thinking that they are not adding to the coffer. Rather, you will expend much on them, more than males, and in the end, you will throw them out to other family. They will not take care of, they will not pay you back. Scholars say that reason for revelation is not the legislation that comes from it is not limited to that reason. Any form of bad control or family planning as a result of thinking of the economic state of one is inclusive. And that is why in Islam, both birth control and family planning is not permissible. Circumstance that may lead to controlling birth or planning family is entirely medical circumstance that may impair the life of either the child or the mother. Other than that, any other reason any person gives for limiting birth or planning it is haram as far as Islam is concerned. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what the provision of every soul is already determined from the womb. When the angel will now determine how long he or she will live, what is this provision will be, and what he or she will attain in life. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said further, إن روح القدس نفث في روعي أن النفس لن تموت حتى تستكمل أجله واستوعب رزقه فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى لا ينال ما عنده إلا بطاعته. That the Holy Spirit, that is Angel Jibreel, breathed into my consciousness. That is, he made revelation from Allah to me. That no soul created shall depart until his appointed day has reached, and until he or she has exhausted the provision Allah has given him or her. For this, make conscious and concerted effort in pursuing your wealth. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a halal way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He has determined for us of provision can never be attained except by being obedient to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very important. When you are pursuing a goal, whether you will attain it or not is vain. It's hidden. Only Allah knows. What is compulsory on you is to make sure that the way of attaining this goal is sanctioned by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is halal. If you follow the halal way and Allah has determined that you will attain this, Allah will bless it. If you follow the appropriate way, halal way, and Allah has decided that you will not attain it, Allah will give you a better substitute. How? If you pursue it in a wrong way, haram way, and Allah has decided that You will attain it. You will attain it, but it will not be blessed. It will be wabal on you. You will not benefit from it. From one day to the other, you just have been problems. We must guide against this. And if Allah has not destined that you will attain it, you have pursued it in a haram way, that is double tragedy. You will be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this thing you have not attained it at the same time. This must be guided against. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيْمَا تُعْرِضَنَّ أَنِهُمُ ابْتِغَاهَا رَحْمَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكَ تَرْجُوهَا فَقُلْ لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا. If the needy, the wayfarer, or family relation come to you in a state of indigence, and your expectation too has not materialized, don't repel them undiplomatically. Rather, talk to them in good way, in good manner. That itself may give you, may be a means of making Allah make it easy for you to attain. Talk to them in the best of manner. If you are in a very serious state with a child now, that's not an excuse for you to plan family or to limit it. It's very important. Every child comes with his or her provision. When the provision is added to existing one, is that a deduction or an increment? It's of course an increment. When Allah provides for you a child through the pregnancy or anything, the provision of that child, offspring, was already guaranteed before creation. What you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to make the attainment easier for you. That is it. In economics, when you are drawing the equation of consumption, you start with C0. That is autonomous consumption, as they call it. The consumption which you make, whether you work or not, you know, indirectly, they are recognizing the existence of who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who provides without any means. That is it. Any effort to limit procreation or to plan it is against believing Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a provider. You only agree that he is a creator, but you don't agree that he was razzaq, zul quwwat al-matin. That is what it means. It's contrary to the belief, the creed, the aqidah of the believer. It's not as if a Muslim is a fatalist. La. You make effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you now rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless that effort and make it easier for you. I don't know whether I have given this story before. A very good brother, he told me this story himself. Alhamdulillah, he is well to do. But they've got 6 kids. This Kufru campaign of Omabere Ushibere, that is, the more offspring you have, the more you end up in poverty. That virus got into psyche. as it got into his psyche, he was able to convince or pollute, rather, the wife with that. He got the wife infested with that virus. After all, was she not the one suffering the greater part of the whole process, the procreation, the motherhood? They all agreed. I went to one of the best gynecologists who happens not to be a Muslim. Because, you know, if they go to a Muslim or a Muslim doctor, the cat will be let out later. So they went to a non-Muslim. Then they introduced to them a means, a contraceptive means that they will just be jolly in and there will be no production. This is a person who, the least he gets from his business in a day is around 25,000 naira. He used to boast to me, out of favor of Allah, that Sheikh, wallahi, mashallah alayya. He used to tell me that. That was about 15 or 20 years ago. You know, for someone to be earning up to 25,000 years in a day, you know, around 15 to 20 years ago is a lot of money. After this contraceptive method, everything just stopped. Wallahi, as Yoruba's expression depicts this thing more aptly, Tobari he was so indigent. Tahajudat. He increased, to make you know that he is a very serious brother, he said something must be wrong. He increased his tahajudat. Increase his istighfar, tawba, the wife too. As Allah will have it, it was the wife Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first inspired. The wife say, Afa. That was around 4:30 as he was telling me, after they finished their tahajjud. She said, Afa, are you sure it is not this thing we did? The husband said, or Lusa. Not true, you talk. The second day, subhanAllah, they went back to the gynecologist, the female gynecologist, a non-Muslim. She said, I know from what I can understand from you, it will not take you long before you remove this thing. Not be you people. Well, because I know it is contrary to your ways of life. She removed it. SubhanAllah. Before they reached home, the money that were stuck, Allah brought them to him as balance brought forward. SubhanAllah. You know, immediately that happened, he said, Sheikh, I will tell you a story. You can't read anywhere. I will be your Sheikh now. I say, no problem. I'm ready to learn. I was sitting on a chair. I said, let me sit down on the floor. You now sit on the chair. Then he laughed, you know, he said, no, not that one. Then he narrated the story. As a believer, if you wrong Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you do it out of audacity, in falsehood, your own punishment will be more severe and it will be swifter. Because an ignorant person may not even know it is a sin. But you, subhanallah, because the audacity it requires to know the truth and trample of it is greater. That is the truth. The second case happened to a very close father of mine. He felt that, look, at this age, I should not be producing again. But he wants to satisfy himself. So they left the country and went out because they've got the means that the womb should be taken out completely. Ah, Shebi is when there is womb there that something is settled. They say everything should be removed. And it was removed. They came back and they were jolly-jollying. 3 to 4 months later, the wife was feeling somehow. So they now went back to the doctor and maybe he had made some mistake. He said no mistake. Then what? How do we explain how I am feeling? The wife asked. The doctor said, you are pregnant. That was in Germany. So how could it come that the child has found a place for itself? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. That goes a long way to explain what the Prophet ﷺ said to a companion who was doing coitus interruptus, that is, asthma, withdrawal. The companions were doing that not out of fear of poverty. They felt that, look, the child, is still very young, and maybe it will be, if the child does not get enough sucking, it may be inimical to his or her health. So that was why they are doing it. And they said, okay, if it were wrong, Allah will have made a revelation to the Prophet ﷺ. After all, he's still within us. And Allah never made the revelation. Then one of them came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, look, this is what we do. The Prophet ﷺ said, if you are doing it in order to stop procreation, Allah creates without any means. Even if he falls on a stone and he wishes to create something out of it, a creation will come out. Jalla shano. Some few days later, the companion came to tell the Prophet ﷺ that she don't carry on. That was it. You see, what do I say in effect to that? If the psyche of a Muslim or a Muslimah is a completely different thing. The crisis we are facing in the world today is that we Muslims, we want to graft Islam on a wrong or Islamic akida. Then you have different forms of behavior, characters, and all that. And there is no way Islam can ever come the way it should come to reform your life in that form. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Udukhulu fi silmi kafa. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, aminu. Enter Islam completely. You don't, afatuminuna bi ba'd al-kitab, wa takfuruna bi ba'd. This is it. It's very important. And that is why we have to be very conscious. If you have to change your behavior, your aqidah has to be sound. Your interpersonal interaction with people, you have to make it according to Islamic behavior. You know, your character, your behavior, your thinking, everything has to be Islam. Because everything of these has effect in the hereafter. Your misbehavior, you may think it is very cheap. No, it's not more than it's just old ladies. It may cause a lot of harm. تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You think it is small. What did the Prophet ﷺ say? The Prophet ﷺ said that a prostitute was granted Jannah. What hand him there? Had that. She saw a dog panting. And she ruminated and said, look, this dog must be thirsty. I was in that type of state before for a rurewo. You know? Then she removed one of her shoes and fetched water with it and gave it to the dog to drink. The dog felt satisfied for satisfying Allah's creature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted her jannah. Don't underestimate goodness. That's what the Prophet said. Don't ever underestimate any good deed. Even if it were to be, you're seeing your brother in a very dejected state and you beam at him in order to ease his stress. Just smile at him. Oh, what is wrong, brother? Try to give him some good admonition to brace him up. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said. A Muslim doesn't underestimate sin. Just as he doesn't underestimate goodness too. The Prophet ﷺ said, protect yourself against hellfire, even if it were to be from the half part of a day to give out in sadaqah. And the Prophet ﷺ said, a man earned the wrath of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and went to hellfire because of his detention of his cat. He didn't allow it to go out to go and feed, and he never gave it something to eat until the cat died in the house in detention. Who owns the cat? Who owns the cat? The man. You know, that's double loss. He has lost the cat, and he's going to face the wrath of Almighty Allah in the day of Qiyamah. That is why our conduct to one another, our parents, our family members, our elders, the young ones, our mates, we have to be very conscious of it. We have to make conscious and concerted effort to fear Allah in our interpersonal dealings. These are very important as Muslims. This is the summary of what we have been saying so far in Yoruba. Because we promised that our brothers who don't speak Yoruba, inshallah al-Kareem, we make a summary to them today. Alhamdulillah, this is the short summary. Inshallah, the disaster, the cause of social upheaval in the society is as a result of not taking care of all these fundamental principles of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has summarized this fundamental principle to us and says it is hikmah, the wisdom which you must guide. You must doggedly protect. He says further, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Don't ever go near illicit sexual intercourse. We have decided to use the word illicit sexual intercourse because if you say fornication, you know, it is there is different fornication and adultery, you know. But when you use illicit sexual intercourse, it takes care of the two. As far as this, we are concerned in Arabic language, if it's zina, zina is zina. Uh-huh. You won't have to separate it whether fornication or it is adultery. Yes. What constitutes zina? Which one are unavoidable zina? How has Allah taken care of them for us? Which ones are avoidable? What are the means of guiding against falling into zina? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never said we should not commit zina. What Allah says that la taqrabuha, don't even go near it. going near zina, illicit sexual intercourse, either in your thought, your speech, or deed, is haram. It is haram of you to see another woman, ajnaba, and your mind craves for her, for having sexual intercourse with her. It's haram. To now chat her up is a greater haram. To now make conscious and concerted effort to tread the path of committing it is another haram. The final stage is committing it itself. That is hellfire. Waliyazubillah. What does it entail? All this. How do we get against it? Inshallah al-Kareem. May Allah give us strength and good health. If it had not been for the purging, I would have been here earlier and would have exhausted it, both in English and Arabic, because it's a danger in the society now. And there is nothing that wastes your energy of Iman like zina. It wastes it fast. And we are now in a society whereby it is cheap. Zina for no cost other than your hereafter, your Jannah. Ordinarily, it is everywhere now. If you don't guide against it, you know, before you know what, you are at the lowest ebb of disbelief. It hardens your heart. It gives you audacity in falsehood when you are able to break through from modesty into this disaster. فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَجُعُونَ. It's a big problem. And that is why one of the simplest means the Prophet ﷺ gave as a panacea for it. What did he say? If you crave for anything you see outside, rush back home to your wife. For what is with that one is what is with this. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That one you crave for, you have the reward of hellfire. Waliyazubillah. This one, you get what? Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Ali, radiyallahu anhu, Ya Ali, inna laka kanza fil jannah. You have treasure in Jannah. Don't ever look at a woman twice, except is your own wife. Don't look at her twice. The first one you'll be excused. The subsequent one you'll get sins written against you. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said. The society, even among the so-called brothers and sisters, this is very common now. Tightening up. Because of that, illicit sexual intercourse has become prevalent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect for us our Iman and enrich it for us and make our feet firm on the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim. Inshallah al-Kareem, next week, next Sunday, inshallah, we go into detail into all this and how this each item in these verses are interrelated and how we have to guide against them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and protect our Iman and make our Iman and Islam sound and make it a means of salvation for us in this world and the hereafter. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali bayt ala azwaj wa dhurriyyati kama sallaita ala Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali bayt ala azwaj wa dhurriyyati kama barakta ala Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Adupani awa lomba toro ki olomba ki o ma dun awon afa àwọn bàbá kí o má dùn ọ́ní ládàá gbogbo ìgbìyànjú ọlọ́tún lọ́sẹ̀ ní kọ́rọ̀ àti ní gbangba àdínde ara kí ọlọ́run bá jẹ́ kí o máa jẹ́ wọn gbogbo ìnira àbí ìdààmú tí wọ́n bá ń rí kọ́lọ́run bá kó jọ kó bá fi fọ̀ wọ́n mọ́ kúrò níbi gbogbo àṣeṣe wọn àti gbogbo kùdìẹ̀kudiẹ wọn kí ọlọ́run bá kó túbọ̀ tún àtàwọn àtàwa ṣe jù báyìí lọ kí ọlọ́run bá bá dá wọn sí ju báyìí lọ ká túbọ̀ lè ṣàǹfààní lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ láti ara wọn kí ta bá jáde láyé kọ́lọ́run jẹ́ kí a bá níbi tó gbélérè lọ́dọ̀ ẹ̀ kí ó ṣọ̀wá kó ń bí iná kí a máa wọ̀ ká má tiẹ̀ súnmọ́ obìnrin lè pa máa wọ̀ kí ọlọ́run ṣe wá ní alámúlégbè tira wa ní aljanna torí àsìkò a rò kó a máa lè gba ìbéèrè traffic ti lọ now so okay wọ́n ní bí a ká gba bí béèrè bí méjì péré bí a kì ń qualify ìbéèrè tó bá nítumọ̀ ẹ má béèrè pé báwo lẹ́yìn ń ṣàdùàlà ẹ lè àlùàlà ọkùnrin fi lẹ́nu tó bá ní í ṣe pẹ̀lú ohun tí wọ́n bá ọ sọ ẹ já reconsider tó wáyé pé something else ni ẹ lè postpone ẹ di next week kọ́ lọ ń ṣọ́wájú next week lọ but ohun tó bá ní í ṣe pẹ̀lú ohun tí wọ́n sọ yà máa wojú béèrè ẹ náwó okay only one ẹsà ọ̀hún ọ̀lẹ́yìn bàbá kan àgbàlagbà kan ọ̀lẹ́yìn ẹ̀ tó ń bẹ̀ ẹ̀sà ẹ̀sà ẹnìkan ọ̀lẹ́yìn tó jẹ́ àgbàlagbà mọ́ pé okay only ká ṣe mẹ́ta number one.
Sáwọn alẹ́kùn ọ̀húnṣùn. Ìbéèrè mi ó wá láti ọ̀rọ̀ tí lecture tí àwọn sheikh wa deliver concerning bí ó ṣe yẹ kí èèyàn ṣe sí ẹbí. Ó tọ̀ èèyàn kan èèyàn ò mọ́ àfẹ́bí tíyàn fi dàgbà. In fact kò síyàn tó introduce ẹ̀ síyàn. Òun fúnra ẹ̀ ló introduce ààrẹ. Ó ṣà ń júwe ìgbà tí wọ́n náà ṣáà yà ó ṣáà believe pé bóyá ẹbí lè máa jẹ́ ṣá. But ẹni yẹn a máa fi fóònù disturb èèyàn pé n kò dẹ̀ sí ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀ náà lórí pé owó náà ni ṣé téèyàn bá ìgbọ́n ọ̀rọ̀ fóònù ẹ̀ níbẹ̀ yẹn ń kọ́.
Ká mọ ẹbí wa ọ̀ràn yẹn ni àwọn tá a bá tan ọ̀ràn yẹn ni. Òjíṣẹ́ náà sọ̀rọ̀ àlọ́ sílẹ̀ ní ká mọ àwọn àbátan wa torí ká lè bá fún wọn ní ẹ̀tọ́ wọn. Ẹbí tí ó bá jẹ́ wípé ó ṣàbèrè ó ń béèrè báyìí. Ibi kí ló fà á tó fi ń béèrè báyìí. Ọ̀kan nínú méjì ni àgbọ̀ yìí wọ́. Torí tágbọ̀ yóò bá wọ́ ẹni tí ń tọrọ ó ní kò ní kí ni circumstance téèyàn gbọ́dọ̀ wà tí ó fìdí wípé yóò tiẹ̀ máa wá tọrọ islam la kalẹ̀ yóò pàtàkì léèyàn lórí kéèyàn wà lọ kéèyàn wá educate ẹ̀ éèjì ò ní nǹkan ṣe pẹ̀lú àìmọ̀kan o éèjì kò ní nǹkan ṣe pẹ̀lú àìmọ̀kan. Tọ́ba ti di wípé o àgbọ́yè rẹ yẹn jújú tẹni tó ju ẹ lọ ìwọ làgbà. Nítorí náà bí ọmọdé ló ṣe tírítì rẹ̀. Bó ṣe jẹ́ pé bọ́mọdé bá mú ògúlùtù nísìn tó lẹ̀ mọ́yàn. Bó o bá mú ògúlùtù bí tiẹ̀ tó lẹ̀ mọ́ ó jẹ̀bi kásẹ̀ tí wọ́n sọ pé akọ òkúta. Táláìmọ̀kan bá wù wá láìmọ̀kan síyàn èèyàn ó jẹ́ kábàámọ̀ tó ṣe ni kì í ṣe wípé kéèyàn náà wá tẹ̀ ní ẹ̀kọ́ àtàgbọ́yé lèyìn ó fi yanjú rẹ̀ fún irú èèyàn báyìí kò sí fámìlì tí ò ní ẹni tí ò bá ní ọjà dẹ́ta kò sí fámìlì tí ò ní irú irú ń tó sọ yìí àwọn tí kò sí bí ó ṣe yó ó ti dà àrùn sí lára a gbọ́dọ̀ pa wọ́n tì a gbọ́dọ̀ encourage wọn.
Salaamaleykum tí lọ́wọ́
ẹ̀ka tó
lọ́fíkẹ́ṣẹ́. Naam, lórí ti withdrawal method yẹn ni first question le lórí. Naam, ṣé under medical grant la máa fi sí ni àwọn tó ṣe wípé SOAS ni couple méjèèjì.
Naam.
Tó ṣe wípé wọ́n ti sọ fún wọn medically pé ní sáàkù yẹn o, ó jẹ́ pé ọmọ DSS báyìí tó bá ń ṣe withdrawal method ṣé ó balọ̀ under medical grant.
Barakalafi. Èmi gan kó sínú ilé ìgbà tí ó di ẹ̀kẹfà on sick agbelos hospital test ta ṣe àti tẹ́sì méje márùn ní AA méjì ní ọ̀kan ní AS ọ̀kan ní SS ẹni tó jẹ́ mùsùlùmí tí akọ́kọ́ fọ̀rọ̀ lọ ó ní kí ìyàwó mi ọ wá sẹ́yìn kémi ọ excuse àwọn ọ̀pẹ mistake ti yẹn lè ṣe láyé yìí jù ni wípé kò pé ìyàwó sẹ́yìn kan sọ pé àwọn sọ̀rọ̀ ọkọ rẹ̀ fún tọ́ ọ bá tiẹ̀ sọ tọkọ ó ti ìyàwó fọ́kọ ohun ó tiẹ̀ lérí bí gbé sí ṣùgbọ́n níjọ́ kan ní ọjọ́ kan ìyàwó ẹ̀ tá a lọ ń pọ́n nígbà báyìí báyìí lọ sọ lórí ẹ gbogbo ẹ ti tún síta ni ọkùnrin ó di ẹ̀rí bí gbé sí fúngbà tó pẹ́ ó lè fi ṣe wàwù but kò ní sọ ọkùnrin lè ṣe yìn ọba ní ss lọmọ yìí o má lóyún mi mọ o ó ní má lóyún mi mọ o gbogbo ẹsẹ system tẹ bá lò sí o ọka gbogbo system jọ gbàtọ́ ka gbogbo system jọ fún ìyàwó mi báyìí ẹni tó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọmọ ìyá wa tó lọ sí ọ̀dọ̀ doctor tó ṣe kíní gbogbo ẹ̀ ní wáìfù mi mà wáìfù mi ní gbàtọ́ tó jáde mo ní ewu lẹ wá ń sọ ó lóun rò pé mùsùlùmí nì mo ní mùsùlùmí ni ó ń borí o ó ṣe báyìí ó ń kírun ó ṣe gbogbo ẹ mọ tí ìgbọn ó lè já lọ jáde ó ní wọn ní ọmọ ẹ ss ni báyìí kó wọn mọ sí wọn ní ìmọ mo ní kí ló dé ó ní wọn ní wọn sá sọ wọn ní wèé tọjọ wèé nǹkan kọ pẹ rẹ ni ọ̀kan nínú àwọn ọmọ ìyá wa tó yẹ pé ss lọmọ rẹ lọ bá pè wípé òun mà tún gbọ́ kan sí kan a ní kí ló gbọ́ ó lọ́ọ̀rẹ́ òun medical doctor ni ìlọrin ló wà bàbá rẹ àgbẹ̀ ló ń ṣe ó ti wá ń àwọn ògbọ́ kó fọ́ síkìrì but nígbà tí bàbá rẹ̀ wọ́n wọ bíi 70-75 wọ́n wá ní kí wọ́n run test fún un torí pé bàbá ń fọ́ sick léraléra ọmọ wa wòye pé gẹ́gẹ́ bíi doctor tó ń ti jẹ́ consultant kóhun ó tiẹ̀ fi yẹn wá ládá lọ́dọ̀ ọlọ́run ọba kóhun ó ràn gbogbo test fún bàbá òun ss ní bàbá rẹ̀ over 70. Wáìfù mi dì yẹn mọ́ ni ṣé bọ́kan ló jẹ́ 70 wọ́n lẹ̀ ní wọ́n pẹ́ ṣáwọn ni wọ́n dì támì ẹ̀ ní àbọ́lọ́ ọba àṣé ní sọ́sẹ̀ ìta abílẹ̀ ss mo rò pé aa lẹ́yìn ìgbà yẹn mo ní ss méjì wàláhìláàzìm o ko se mo gbe robe kaaba in kaaba ma ri wi pe olohun fun mi ni fi won fun mi but in ka kan temi kan wo ni gbogbo nteyan o ba fun won je gbogbo nto ba je to ba lo je o je halal kenu re o le toro to n ba n be lohun ba pe iwo olohun oba temi ni kin se ti e ti wo ni ko da bobo mi ara abo ti ma ko mi si nti mi fe olohun de yo gbo o de ngbo meta ss ni mo ni gba ta bi ni le so pe last one mo de baba ni o won won tin wo mi lo kan yi pe o je sora tori e ta barakallah fi o ka re ja e ta to lowo ta deru pe ah boye ss lo no de ma tin ta to pon 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 mo ni eleyi ko mo deceive wa because gbogbo awon ti won pe ss na pon 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 ni won ta doctor ga ma ni wo pe se kin bi ba se ni test down condor awon believe pe awon my ss ni won gan mo ni nti won so ni e but eyin o te ni ni la ahira gba ta check ki ss o de kon o ta ko gbogbo nti won la kale fun mi bi pe to ba ti se leyi o e ti o tele yo se ba e to n tele yo se ba mo ni ah ah ma ashatun khalqa samawati wal ard wala khalqa anfusihim wama kuntum muttakhidha al mudillina adada olorun ba ni ngba ti mo nda san ma ti lele yin pe won si kan wa kun mi lowo ngba ti n da won gangan gan o si nbe kin wa ni right deni gani lati ma postulate theory lori eda ti oda kini ile ri be looto nigba mi but ka wa mu igbagbo wa ka wa mo le lori pe bi o se ma ri na ni ki sara re won suggest e fi mi na pe ka ma se withdrawal won te pe mi ni e ja ko ni nkan kan ko sinu tira mo le mi o ti ri ndi o sinu tira awon doctors ni won de ka gbogbo e kale won ni sori gbogbo e to ka kale tira to wa kí ẹ tó dá ọ kí ẹ tó dé mi ló ti wà nù rẹ mo wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣe àwọn analysis tó wà nínú kí náà ni mo ní bẹ́ẹ̀ ni wọ́n wà nù tíra aṣàlàyé àwọn afáàsọ́bà gbogbo kò sí nǹkan kan tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀ tí wọ́n ti ṣe gbogbo àwọn àlàyé wọ́n wà yà lẹ́nu mo ní sórí gbogbo eléyìí wá wẹ̀ èmi gbọ́ lọ́wọ́ and I want to be law robert wabi muhammed nabi yahun rasula so akhiran ọlọ́run ọba fi ń ṣe iro ninu awon accusation to kan ninu awon doctors won angba yen ni pe o sure pe e se fatalist right astaghfirullah in ro pe mo gboro mi gbogbo lo nge ri afenu re mo so lo check inu dictionary ni who is a fatalist so bi mani olukaluku bo ba se mo ba se ri àwọn kan nínú àwọn ọmọ yàrá tí wọ́n fún ládìváìsì yẹn náà gbogbo àwọn ọmọ mẹ́ta tó ti bí láti gbẹ̀yìn aas ni ó bí kan tó yẹ pé aa ni wọ́n pè ó dẹ̀ ti bímọ mẹ́ta lẹ́yìn àkọ́kọ́ tó bí ss ní lóòótọ́ but the subsequent one tó bí lẹ́yìn ìgbà yẹn mo rò kò sí ss nínú gbogbo wọn but ọ̀hà máa tó fọ́nì jù ọmọ ss gbádùn jàwọn yòókù lọ. So problem ti mo ni e kesi ti okan temi ti won so pe ss na kokon in very kan de sele won ni won ni de eje ko ti zi pe won limit eje ba ngba na ba ni eje mi ni won gba won ba gba eje mi ise ni won gba ti mo fi dapo won ba gba eje mi lati gba ti o ti gba eje mi is over 15 years ago first sick lati gba ya re won insinuate pe eje re to ma gba lo mo fi mo oje ya kin ka kin eje re fun o a re ko tin do mi no le fenu so pa pa le ba jo mi ko so but alhamdulillah so in kaya so wa e pe the doctor o imani eni e o gbe lo fi n se azulu lori yen to ṣùgbọ́n tó bá dohun kọ́ má wàá gbé ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ̀ lórí pé tóun ò bá ṣe nǹkan kan ṣẹlẹ̀ padà wọ̀ ọlọ́àlà
náà fi kún bárakẹ́
bàbá tí
Assalamu alaikum.
Waakum assalam.
What is the Islamic rulings? Abi kini rulings on ento ti se family planning ni kekere to wa dagba ti ya na dagba based on where they were staying before they come into this country.
Now.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Won ti se seyin. O je pe lori aimakan abi ka so pe aimakan tesin but bẹ́ẹ̀ lórí ìgbàgbọ́ tibi tí wọ́n ń gbé tẹ́lẹ̀ yẹn inú lọ́rọ̀ fọ́rọ̀ rọ̀hìn ọmọ aláforíjìn ọlọ́run ọba kọ́lọ́run bá fún aforíjìn wọn subhana kalama alhamdulillah ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ala ali bayti ala azwaji wa dhurriyyati kama sallaita ala ali ibrahim innaka hamidum majid wa barik ala muhammad wa ala ali bayti ala azwaji wa dhurriyyati kama barakta ala ali ibrahim innaka hamidum majid assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.